fire.
Everyone has favorite songs that they've played over and over through their lifetime. Those songs that are seared into your mind. And you know, there's nothing better than hearing those songs performed live by a top-notch singer and band. And that's what fans of Johnny Cash and Neil Diamond will experience on Saturday night at the Empire Arts Center in Grand Forks. Nashville recording artist Doug Allen Nash brings his tribute to those two musical icons to the stage with a full band that night at 7:30. Doug, welcome to 90.1.
Hey, great to be here.
Well, if listeners are saying, I know that name, Doug Allen Nash, it might be because of your shows at Breezy Point Resort, which isn't too far from here, down in the Brainerd Lakes area. Do you also do Neil and Johnny songs there?
Yes, we do, and we do a lot of casinos around the area. I mean, a lot of casinos in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. This show just is nonstop. We're all over the country.
So I understand that you saw Johnny Cash perform when you were young, like about 12 years old, and it made quite an impression on you. So what was that like, seeing such a legend right there in front of you at that young age?
Well, I grew up on a farm in northwest Illinois, and Johnny Cash was doing, believe it or not, it was a free concert down in the Quad Cities in Davenport, Iowa. We were about 45 minutes from there. It was amazing. I mean, of course, it was packed, and we got front row seats. I think to see someone at the time who was on TV and being a young man, 12 years old, and then being able to see him live and hear him perform, and he had a real presence. Even when I met him 15 years later in Copenhagen, Denmark, at an airport, when I talked with him the first time, I could see even then that his presence, and was very kind and gracious to us.
Was that intimidating, or did you know exactly what you wanted to say to Johnny Cash?
It wasn't intimidating at all. I walked in, I was walking by a leather shop in a leather jackets and clothing, and I looked to my left, there's Johnny Cash and two of his daughters looking at leather jackets. And being a young farm boy, you know, I walked in and said, "Hey, Johnny, we're over here on a USO tour." I said, "I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan." And he talked about Nashville, where he was heading back, to ask us where we had been. And he said it had been a long tour, talked about Nashville songwriting. And I asked him when he followed me down the airport corridor to meet the rest of the band. He followed this young country boy about 30 yards down the corridor and met us and took pictures and stuff that I'll show during the show. And so I remember looking up at him and stuff. He's about 6 foot, and you could tell he kind of lived hard.
But that's got to just be amazing. You were a Johnny Cash fan from the time that you saw him, or before that, when you were 12 years old?
Well, I think the first song I ever learned was about, I was 8 years old, and I maybe sang out in public, was Folsom Prison Blues. So Johnny Cash, and growing up on a farm in the Midwest, you know, Johnny Cash was for working class people, the downtrodden people, people who'd been forgotten. And I think that, you know, even today, I think that's what resonates with so many people today, is that he wasn't better than any of us. He was one of us. He knew what hard times were. He knew what it was like working your butt off all day, whether it be truck driving, farming, ranching, you know, or trying to pull yourself up out of the gutter. He knew what it was like.
And years down the road since that meeting with Johnny Cash at the airport, you've actually had the chance to work with Johnny's son, John Carter Cash, to record some of your own music at his recording studio.
That's right. That's Johnny Cash's estate. Actually, it's right behind the house that burnt down there at Hickory Lake. It's about 50 acres, and Johnny Cash also recorded there. And I've been there many times when you walked in and there would be other legends recording there, working with on my project and the different projects. So John Carter Cash produced two CDs for me. One's all Johnny Cash. Another one is some remakes and some originals, a song that I wrote about his mom and dad's relationship. It's titled June.
June, I need a friend, someone that can bless, cleanse me of regret, empty and bare, I confess. June, please help me to forget. I need your heartfelt tenderness. You loved her tenderly. He needed her desperately. Loving her faithfully. She loved him tenderly. She needed him desperately.
Doug Allen Nash, and YouTube, my YouTube channel, you can see an intimate look into Johnny Cash's studio, and it's like a museum. The guitar that I'm playing, everybody who's watched the Ken Burns special now, the guitar that I'm actually playing there in the first half of the video is Mother Maybelle's guitar. The recording studio is just full of artifacts, you know, from the Carter family up to Johnny Cash. You know, John's very kind and humble, has a huge responsibility. You can imagine he oversees the estate, and he's so humble and kind. And once again, thank me for writing the song. Love the song. He's in the video. And once again, the song's entitled June.
We're speaking with singer Doug Allen Nash. He will perform the music of Johnny Cash and Neil Diamond Saturday night at Empire Arts Center in Grand Forks. So, Doug, how did you decide to add the Neil Diamond element to your show?
Well, as you know, both singers are baritone, and Johnny Cash is great. A lot of times we'll do just a 90-minute show on Johnny Cash, but sometimes, you know, it just was good business sense to add another American icon with the great songbook that he has written. You know, Neil was such a great writer also, from Cracklin' Rosie to Red Red Wine to I'm a Believer for the Monkees. He wrote that song. We do that song in our format. It's the second half of the show, and people are on their feet, clapping, dancing, moving. I'm out in the crowd and around, and we run some video wall images throughout both shows. And just it was just good business sense, I think, you know, with the two great entertainers, and the girls love Neil Diamond, and so it worked. A lot of the guys, and some girls like Johnny Cash too, of course, but you know, the Neil Diamond really draws ladies in.
Those two artists, Johnny Cash and Neil Diamond, they have made music that will be part of the entire world's DNA, literally for generations to come, hundreds of years to come. Are you aware if they ever met each other before Johnny Cash passed away in 2003?
Yes, Neil Diamond was on Johnny Cash's TV show back in the 70s.
Okay.
And Johnny Cash promoted so many artists, and so many artists that weren't just always country. I mean, Bob Dylan was on his TV show. When you walk into Johnny Cash's studio, there's a huge poster of Neil Diamond, and on the top of it, it's written by, thank you, Johnny and June, you know. So, you know, he was very grateful, Bob Dylan, and very appreciative of Johnny Cash helping upstart his career also. But he had so many artists, great artists on his TV show.
And your appreciation of this music has taken you literally around the world with the USO. You've played shows to military audiences in over 85 countries around the world, right?
Yeah, we entertained all over the world for the military. It was USO, Armed Forces Entertainment, AFE, and MWR. But, of course, everybody always recognizes USO. It was the best years of my life, and we still do fundraisers every year for the military. My father served. A lot of my relatives have served the military. And I'm really appreciative, as I know a lot of us are, for our veterans and the men and women who fought for this country and for our freedoms.
And since that time with the USO, that you were doing that in your 20s, you've played some impressive showrooms across the country, like Caesar's Palace in Vegas and Opryland Hotel in Nashville. Do you change your show depending on the venue?
You know, sometimes a little bit, and depending on what I have out front, you know, with the audience, obviously, sometimes we'll kick into some more upbeat Johnny Cash songs, and sometimes you have a crowd that really wants to sit and listen, and I'll just break the guitar down and do songs like Delia, and of course, Johnny Cash's all-time favorite song, Give My Love to the Rose, and we'll just do it acoustically, you know, without the trumpets and the rest of the band. For the Neil Diamond portion of the show, we have a string section that comes in also. Great charts, great production. We want people to walk out of there feeling a lot better than they did when they walked in. The trumpets and the strings are always hired locally from a university or a symphony, but my rhythm section travels with me.
So you'll be bringing some musicians in from UND, I take it?
But yes, I am. Some of the trumpets and the strings. Mm-hmm.
And I also read that you have a video wall behind you during the presentation. What will people be watching as they're listening to the concert?
Well, of course, I'll show the images of Johnny Cash and I together and the story and the video of June that I just mentioned with John Carter Cash in the video. And we have some pictures, you know, that I took when I was 12 years old with Johnny Cash and some different images throughout the show that kind of relate. When we do I'm a Believer, I'll run some of the footage from the Monkees. Neil Diamond had a cut in the motion picture Pulp Fiction. So we run part of that, what we can run on the video wall. So it's just, you know, it's a fast-paced show, and I can't say enough how much fun it is. It's just a great, great time. For being a front man and fronting this show and putting the production together, we live for our audience and how the audience responds.
We'll give ticket information in just a moment, but before we go, I just wanted to ask you, you said that you are on your farm in Illinois right now, right?
Correct. I live in Dallas now, but I grew up on a corn and soybean farm, and we had cattle and hogs. We don't have any cattle or hogs right now. I'm on the road so much. But we were out today up a fence line and just mowing some trails and enjoying the country as little as I can. It's a beautiful day here in northwest Illinois. I don't know what it's like there today in the Dakotas, but it's absolutely beautiful here today, about 70 degrees and beautiful. So I had a chance for about 3 days to enjoy the farm life before I hit back on the road.
We've been speaking with singer Doug Allen Nash. He'll be performing the music of Johnny Cash and Neil Diamond this Saturday night at Empire Arts Center in Grand Forks. Ticket information is online at empireartscenter.com or by calling 701-746-5500. 701-746-5500. Doug, we look forward to hearing your show. Thanks for joining us.
Enjoyed the interview. Thank you so much for your kindness. We'll see you at the show.
On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday that makes somebody feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as a sound of a sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down.